is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bergman. Around the world, more than 566,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there are over 12.7 million confirmed cases, with the U.S. leading in both the number of cases and the number of deaths. Nevertheless, U.S. Education Chief Betsy DeVos on Sunday pressed local communities countrywide to reopen schools with week-long in-person instruction, saying it's safe, even with the surging coronavirus numbers of up to 60,000 or more cases per day. Speaking on Fox News and CNN, DeVos said, "Nothing in the data suggests that it's in any way dangerous." She was noting that scientists don't believe children transmit the virus as often as adults do. However, the Kaiser Family Foundation, a healthcare research group, is warning that reopening classroom instruction could be dangerous for teachers who are at a greater risk of serious illness if infected because of their age and/or personal health conditions. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, has posted recommended guidelines for reopening schools, calling for students to wear face masks and socially distance themselves by roughly 2 meters. Surging confirmed cases have made South Africa the ninth most affected country by the disease. According to Johns Hopkins University, South Africa has over 264,000 cases and accounts for more than 40% of all the reported cases in Africa. Hotspots include the largest city, Johannesburg, and its Soweto Township, and the capital city, Pretoria. Africa's 54 countries have reported nearly 578,000 cases, the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported on Sunday. But since testing rates are low, there could be many more. The continent's confirmed cases are in South Africa, Egypt, Nigeria, and Algeria primarily. This is VOA News. India's coronavirus caseload is nearing 850,000, with a record surge of over 28,600 in the past 24 hours, prompting authorities to announce a week-long lockdown in the key southern technology hub of Bangalore, home to Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon. India has overtaken Russia in the number of cases and is currently behind the United States and Brazil, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins. The governor of Japan's Okinawa Island is demanding a top U.S. military commander take tougher prevention measures after officials were told that more than 60 Marines at two bases have been infected with the coronavirus over the past few days. And Polish voters went to the polls on Sunday in a tight presidential runoff between a populist incumbent allied with U.S. President Donald Trump and a Euro-focused liberal aligned with Brussels. The stakes are high for Poland's right-wing Law and Justice Party government, which has relied on incumbent President Andrzej Duda to push through judicial reforms that have set Warsaw on a collision course with the EU over democratic standards. And this just 3 decades after communism ended in Poland. Poland's president is locked in a tight race with the mayor of Warsaw of the opposition civic platform. Final opinion polls showed an almost even split between the two. Mali President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita has announced the dissolution of the constitutional court in an attempt to calm unrest that saw 4 people killed in street protests on Friday. The president said he would not tolerate such violence. The court has been at the center of controversy after it overturned provisional results for parliamentary elections in March. There are growing calls for the president to resign. Opponents are unhappy with his handling of Mali's long-running jihadist conflict, an economic crisis, and the disputed elections. A new opposition coalition led by the conservative imam Mahmoud Diku has been insisting on further reforms after rejecting earlier concessions from the Malian president, including the formation of a unity government. Sudan has passed laws banning female genital mutilation and allowing non-Muslims to consume alcohol, the justice minister said this weekend. The move appears to be a reversal of nearly 4 decades of hardline Islamic policies, which limited the freedoms of women. Along with banning female genital mutilation, Sudan's Sovereign Council last week reversed a law which formerly required a woman to have a permit from a male family member to travel with their children. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm